Hi, Ken. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I wanted to let... Hey, are either of you guys smoke cigarettes?
Jim and I are smoking some tonight, but
okay.
As a general rule of thumb, we do not.
Okay,
but
well,
only when we're tired and about to fall asleep.
You might be able to appreciate this story. A week ago...
Well, hold on. Let's get a cigarette out.
Okay, good deal. I got one burning myself.
These are the ones with the one-humped mammal on the front.
Oh, that non-promotional, huh?
Yeah, I don't want to mention any names.
Okay, here you go. I'm sure you guys are familiar with the White Castle located at 5th Street in Newport.
You just got to say any White Castle and we're familiar with it. We've been
okay.
There. We know the whole staff. We know Sparky, the fry guy. We know Linda. God, Linda. The stories I can tell you about Linda, who handles the burgers. And remember Jesse? Remember Jesse?
I remember Jesse.
Does the drinks. God, what a nut. Oh, go ahead.
This is a bad story about him. I'll tell you, we're down... the coffee in the parking lot. Well, after, I'd say, about 30 minutes or so, the people inside come out to tell us that we're not allowed to sit in the parking lot.
Can't loiter.
And I proceed to explain to them what the situation was. You know, their policy is forcing me to be in the parking lot. I was continuing to buy coffee.
You're trying to be a good citizen.
True. I go back in, buy a fresh cup of coffee, and as we're sitting in
outside
my friend's van...
Was that a bottomless cup of coffee, or did you have to pay?
I paid.
Oh, man.
Again. Which actually was the third cup I bought. And then
man,
the Newport Fire
come rolling
into the parking lot.
You must be wired.
They actually, I mean, Newport's finest, not the choir.
Mm-hmm.
The finest come rolling in, screaming for us to get out of the car, hands on the guns, ready to go at us here. Screaming at us, you know, degrading us, tell us we're drinking beer in their parking lot, and they know it because they can see the beer on the ground. And, I mean... This whole thing was, you know...
Were you drinking beer?
No, absolutely not.
Promise?
What we were doing was absolutely legitimate. We were just... We both work second shift jobs, and we frequently get together about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, have a cup of coffee, discuss things, and...
Now, you wouldn't lie to the Chris and Rob show, would you?
Absolutely not.
You know, Chris, you're about as the damn cops. This guy says he's drinking coffee, he's drinking coffee. Why don't you become a cop? Why don't you become what you hate?
Look, this guy's drinking 3 cups of coffee and smoking a pack of cigarettes. I wouldn't let him take care of my kids. This guy's wired. He's freaking out. He's bouncing off the walls. If you threw him down against the concrete and bashed his skull, he wouldn't even feel it.
They were ready to. They were ready. I'll tell you, it was one of the canine cops. He was ready to, I mean, this
Look,
guy
Ken,
is screaming at the top of his lungs.
Relax, Ken. This is just yet another example of the man gone bad, all right? It's commonplace in this neck of the woods. In fact, it's commonplace everywhere, but it seems to be worse around the greater Cincinnati area. There's nothing you can do about it. Write your congressman. Write the chief of police in Newport. It ain't going to do any good.
That's
they
true.
All stick up for each other.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I
want
to let everybody know that you cannot sit in White Castle's parking lot in the morning and drink coffee.
Look, I've been telling you and all of our listeners all night long tonight that the cops and the politicians and those who claim to be our leaders are a bunch of lying weasels, and nobody believes me. Even Rob is sitting over here next to me throwing spitballs at me while I'm saying this.
You just accused Ken of lying. Ken said he's drinking coffee, and you just hounded him.
It is totally true.
Sure.
You know, those guys, they're just all looking for they're just looking for publicity. It's like you were talking about Dieters a little while ago.
I don't think it's
so
much publicity. I think the power is just, like the droogies, the power's going to their heads. They're a bunch of damn droogies out there, bashing skulls, thinking they're tough. Some of them even go so far as to call you up on the phone and say, I'm going to arrest you unless you come over and do the old in and out with me.
Yeah, I heard that one tonight.
Okay, that's all the Clockwork Orange references I'm going to make here, but...
But I just would like to let
them know. Don't trust the man is not to be taunted, but avoided. So if you see a cop, don't flip him the bird, but stay away, because they're all bad.
Well, you know the best part of that story is when we get done, they were so apologetic when they found out that we were, because they were giving us the rigmarole while they were running our licenses and, screaming at us.
Did you go buy you a sack of burgers?
Well, no. What they did is, there's a liquor store right across the street from there. And they told us, they said, well, just don't hang out in White Castle's parking lot. Go across the street and hang out at the liquor store. And I said, oh, any other night you'd see me in the liquor store, you'd be hassling me for being here. So, it's just, the fact of the matter is, if you're a late night person in this town, they're gunning for you, man.
If you're any person in this town, they're gunning for you.
That's true.
I don't mean to sound this paranoid, because I'm not really, but the cops in this town are way out of hand, and Dieters don't care. Nobody cares. It's a bad situation. And
yes,
guys like Phil Heimlich are supporting all this. Don't vote for him.
No, he came on with that nice protective front for us, like I'm Mr. Good Politician.
He's not a good politician. He's a scumbag.
He's got a Nazi
something
regime.
Something I was talking
built.
About with another caller or a couple callers ago, I was talking to Eric and Mike about presidential politics and who you should vote for. Now they're a bunch of liars and how they have no effect on lives of regular everyday individuals like you and me.
However,
the guys that do have influence on you and me are city council. City councils around the country, including the crappy one we got in Cincinnati. Don't vote for any of those guys. They all stink.
Foxy, Roxy.
Especially don't vote for Phil Heimlich or Charlie Winburn. Those guys are bad news.
Vote for Roxy and the old lady.
Those are the guys.
Bobby Stern.
Phil and Chuck E. Cheese are the guys that want the cops to hassle you for drinking coffee.
Jeez.
They're the ones that want the cops kicking butts of regular folk. They're the ones that want to put 11-year-olds in jail for being out late. Give me a break.
You know, I don't want to change the subject here or anything, but I think Chuck E. Cheese's has pretty good pizza.
And cool video games.
I've gone there with my nephew.
I'm talking about Chuck E. Cheese Winburn.
Oh, sorry.
Anything else, Ken? I think I heard your story on the radio earlier this week. You were talking to Cincinnati Todd Sockin, right? Am I right?
Yep.
Cincinnati Todd Sockin airs right here. When does it air, buddy? 11 a.m. Monday, right? That was yesterday?
Actually, we were talking to them and the show before them.
This the Beatles?
Actually the show before it's the Beatles.
Radio Frequency.
Yeah.
Monday morning is a good morning for radio here on WAIF because at 9 o'clock you can hear Radio Frequency, which is just weird stuff, man.
Unknown bands.
If you're a waker and a baker, check out Radio Frequency at 9. At 10 o'clock, you'll hear an hour of nothing but the Beatles. She Loves You, yeah, yeah, yeah. And at 11, Cincinnati Todd Sockin. These guys know more about the Queen City than anybody else I've ever talked to. These Cincinnati Todd Sockin. By the way, Todd Sockin is the word for facts. 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 Now, I'm not talking about a fax machine like you send somebody a piece of paper. I'm talking about information, the truth, facts.
And how long are they going to run the summer programming this year?
I don't know.
Another week or two.
Another week
can't
or
be
two.
Much longer.
Well.
Like that?
All right, thanks a lot, Ken.
All right, thank you much.
See you, Ken.
You know, we're not PBS, but as I like to say, we are damn educational. Let's review what we've learned thus far on WAIF Cincinnati on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
You mean just tonight or in the history of the Chris
One,
and Rob Late Night Talk Show?
Just tonight. Okay. One. Don't sit out of the Newport White Castle at 3 a.m. smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee. You'll get hassled. What else have we learned tonight? That if you're a late night person, the cops are gunning for you. We've learned those two crucial, interesting facts. Those two tot sockins that could help you in your day-to-day life. Glad to pass it along here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk
Haven't
Show.
We learned anything else?
Hi, Red. How are you?
All right, man. How are you?
Not pretty good. What are you doing at a payphone?
Well, it's working.
Where are you working?
Well, you can figure that out here in just 1 minute.
Train station?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Bristol's? The thing is that your caller referenced the White Castle incident doesn't have all the details down fact, you know, as pertinent as they happen.
Are you the cop?
That's probably, huh? The thing is that he doesn't know that they just had a robbery attempt and things like that, does he? And we explained all that, but nothing ever came out of that. And the only one side of the story ever gets told. And, that's the thing. You know, before you ding people on the radio, you ought to at least have the whole facts and tell the whole truth, you know? That's the thing that really irritates people. And reference your 11-year-olds being picked up on the street. Don't you think that it's...
And harpooned.
Well, okay, let's put it this way. If an 11-year-old breaks into your home or your grandmother's home and terrorizes them, torments them, and cuts them up and then rapes them, you'd want them off the street too, wouldn't you?
There ain't no 11-year-olds cutting up anybody and raping anybody.
Is that right?
There's a couple of those kids. I saw on Channel 5, there's a couple of 11-year-olds in Newport.
Look, every society has a couple of delinquents, but that doesn't mean all 11-year-olds are delinquents.
I'm not saying all 11-year-olds. I'm just.
Now, what's up with this robbery? You said there was a robbery sometime around when these guys were parked out by the WC down there in Newport.
Yeah.
Did they fit the description or something?
Well, they were in the area of the suspicious thing, and, they fit the, as far as the, criteria, yes.
What, were they held up the White Castle?
I didn't say that,
did I? No. Somebody else did, though.
No, they did not. I said attempted.
Oh.
And,
but it was that business. It wasn't an area business. It was the White Castle?
That's exactly correct.
Now, did these guys at the White Castle drinking their coffee, did they get cited, or did they just get a nice little pat on the buns and
they were told
left
to
on their
leave,
way?
And as far as they were told to go to another lot, they were asked by the establishment prior to that, I do believe.
Now, if they're just drinking coffee, why do they have to leave the establishment if they're just, like, being cool?
At the time, they were asked because there was work going on in the lot. They were painting the lines and things, and they were asked to move.
Hold on.
Yes,
you expect us to believe that White Castle was involved in some sort of area beautification of their facilities?
No way. We're not buying that part of it.
I guess you're going to tell us they actually swept
part,
the floor that night or something, too. You're going to tell us that they changed the grease in the deep fat fryer or
there
something.
There you go. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I have no hard time, no hard feelings or nothing against the people that we talk to. But, you know, at least have some, as far as identification, things like that. He says, well, can't you tell I work for this radio station? I got a bumper sticker. Well, gee, look how many cars got bumper stickers of any radio station within the Cincinnati area.
Well, Chris has a Led Zeppelin bumper sticker,
and
but he doesn't work for Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, you know, I mean, unless he's impersonating someone, you know.
It's Led Zeppelin mania.
There you go. Like I said, I don't have any hard feelings towards anybody or anything, but it's just the idea that, you know, if he's going to get the story, get it straight, you know, before he dings people on the radio. And you take cheap shots at.
Well, thanks for your input, Rad.
Hey, no problem, partner. Thanks.
Okay, later.
Bye.
I still don't believe that business about them doing beautification on the lot of the WC.
See, that's the thing, Chris.
That's the only part I don't think he's being straight up about.
But he did. Red did bring up a good point. Now, I don't have much experience with the Kentucky cops, so I should probably not hammer the Kentucky cops. But I do know that the Butler County cops and the Hamilton County cops, I've had some bad experiences with them. And so I shall unleash my tongue upon the police officers that work in Hamilton County and Butler County. And sometimes I will paint with a broad brush. But since I've never really had any kind of run-in, good, bad, or indifferent with Kentucky cops, I should probably just kind of lay back.
Well, thus far, I'll admit to you that I have had no dealings with bluegrass policemen myself either, but those Union Township pigs can suck my you-know-what. Hello, Ken, you're on the air.
Yes, it's me again. I had to respond.
Hold on.
Call.
Wait, is this Ken from the White Castle parking lot?
Yes, it is.
Now, were they indeed painting lines?
Yes, they were. But
if they politely asked you to move...
Yes, they did. The gentlemen that were painting the lines, we were sitting there, they had painted all the way around us. We were in two vans that night.
Well, why didn't you just move? You know,
If
they're painting lines down at my house, I'll move my car so they can paint some fresh
lines. Because... At first, we didn't know what was going on because we were sitting in his van, and his van's more box-like. And we heard this noise. I said, what are they doing, painting out there?
Hey, Ken.
And we looked out there, and the guys asked us, the painters, they said, could you just back up? And we did. We backed up for 1 second. They shot the two lines, and we were back. We were back in our spots in less than 30 seconds. Now, like I'm saying, I if that's the cop that I think that is, if that is the dark-haired officer...
No, his name's Red, so my guess is he's the red-haired officer.
I don't know which one.
The one with all the freckles.
But
hey,
one of the guys was cool to us, I got to admit. It's particularly the canine officer was the one that was...
Slow down, Ken. Slow down. Okay. We got new phones here at Mighty Wave.
Okay.
And I would like to invite Red to call us back at the 961-8900 line. That's 961-8900. If Red can call back and identify himself, we will attempt to do a conference call, and we will do point, counterpoint, and get to the bottom of this debacle.
Do you think that Red has another quarter?
If he doesn't, we'd be happy to send him a quarter and a free sack of castles.
Or I guess we could accept a collect call.
But I'll tell you guys, I mean...
No, we can't do that.
I really don't fault the police as much. I mean, I somewhat understand their point of being a little aggressive with us because we were in a van.
Now, Ken...
But what I don't understand is, you know what, I was really bothered by what he said. The scariest thing that he said was, we didn't fit the bill of the suspected robbers. We fit the bill. And you know why we fit the bill? Because we have long hair, we own vans... So we fit the bill because we have long hair.
And you work for a radio station.
That's true.
Does your van have a bumper sticker that says, don't come a-knockin' if the van is a-rockin'?
No.
Okay.
We're both family men.
You might want to get one of those stickers and then they'll leave you alone. You can get one of those I support the local police stars and put that on your license plate.
Yeah, if you got the FOP sticker, you know they leave you alone.
There you go. This could be it. We could be leaping into new technology here at WAFE. This could be a first for WAIF. For the first, we're going to try for the first time ever to put the two lines on the air at the same time. Let's see if it's going to work. Okay, who am I talking to?
This is the other officer, the dark-haired one.
Oh, okay, we got them both. It worked. Hold on. We got to exalt for a moment.
Yeah. It worked.
This is historic.
We made it.
This is the first WAIF conference call of all time. Now, on line one, we have Ken. Ken was parked in the White Castle parking lot last week, drinking a cup of coffee at the middle of the night and got harassed by the man. On the other line, we have the black-haired officer.
We have the man.
Officer what?
What's your name, sir?
I'm not going to say it.
Well, give us a name.
Make something up.
Red Jr.
So Red Jr., we heard Red's half of it. Yeah. We heard Ken's half of it. Yeah. Let's hear the third half of it.
Well.
And then let's talk to the dog.
Basically, what the first officer said was right. We did have a call up there about an attempt at robbery. As we were pulling up, there's two guys in a van. They were standing outside the van. They seen us coming. They jumped in. Naturally, you know, a little suspicious.
Now, you know, I jump in the van when I see a cop coming.
But that wasn't why we jumped in, as I told you guys earlier. That was when we just came back from another cup of coffee.
We did not know that at first.
Right.
So we are going, you know, we're going to take every precaution. It'd be a fool not to. Okay, like I said, we did not know that you guys were just sitting there drinking coffee. To respond to what you were saying about the alcohol and everything, nothing was ever said about that. Nothing
Correct.
Was even mentioned about alcohol. There was nothing there. There wasn't no alcohol bottles thrown on the ground like you said there was. There was nothing of the sort.
Okay, I am not protesting with you. I understand some of the I understand the precautions. I understand, but what I'm saying is what I'm specifically talking about is the manner, and I'm not when I'm saying that I'm not speaking at you. I'm speaking at the other officer almost directly.
Well, how many cops
because
were there?
There was two, and I'll tell you it was so confusing. And I'll tell you what, as a person sitting there in this situation, we were sitting inside the van, and both officers were actually screaming different commands to us. And, you know,
now, wait
at this
minute.
Point,
I was one of the officers. So.
Right, I understand that. You were telling us to do one. You were telling us to come to the back of the van, and the other officer kept telling us, stay where you are, don't move.
What did you do?
We stayed for a few seconds, and we started to come back towards you.
Back to where I was, right?
You seemed more rational.
Well, anyway.
So when we, but you know what I'm saying? Almost immediately, you changed your demeanor, but the other officer continued with the, I know you're drinking the beer, and, you know, I can smell it. And I'm like, you're hallucinating. I mean, that is the point where I was very bothered, because as somebody who is doing nothing wrong, somebody who is quote-unquote innocent until I'm proven guilty, I tell you the truth, I was almost afraid he was going to turn around and slam us up and cuff us. I'm telling you, he was terrifying me.
Well, that's what you thought, but nothing ever happened like that.
But again, like I said, you've also got to...
We explained to you at the point, since we found out nothing of the sort was going on,
right?
Why we did that, didn't we?
Right, I understand
okay.
that, but
like
then
I said,
you turned around...
We're every precaution necessary to protect ourselves. I seen you. I told you, as soon as you seen us, you jumped inside a van. We're responding to a certain call.
I didn't jump in because I seen you, though, but I can understand why you thought that,
okay,
but I mean,
well,
we had just came back with a fresh cup of coffee.
Well, that's fine, you know, we don't know that.
But, you know, I mean, like I said before, I'm not so much saying you guys are the culprit in that situation. I'm saying, as a patron of that restaurant, I was doing what I am instructed to do. I am not allowed to smoke in their restaurant.
Right.
I wanted to sit there and drink coffee.
Right.
I did those things, and they called the police on me for doing nothing.
Okay. That you would have to take up with them. But let me explain something to you, and I don't know if it's the same as Ohio, but in Kentucky, one, a person of an establishment, store, business, whatever, one, has a right to refuse to serve anybody, and two, could have anybody at any time removed from their property. It doesn't matter if you bought stuff from them or not. If they want you gone, you're gone.
Can I interject a little bit here? This is Rob on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get this situation straight.
Yeah.
You have two perfectly innocent guys drinking coffee, because Ken's mentioned the word coffee about 3,000 times.
Yeah,
since
they were. They were drinking coffee.
Okay. They're perfectly innocent, harmless as little puppy dogs, but maybe with a couple fleas. You guys come pulling up. You have no idea that these guys are deranged serial killers from Florida who've hijacked vans. So you see them jump in their van. You're going to err on the side of caution, which for you, caution is...
Caution's my life.
Caution is your life. You want to stay alive. You want to, you know, raise your family and all that stuff. So you err on the side of caution.
Well,
but
we,
by erring by
air.
The side of caution...
We didn't err.
Okay, you wanted to use as much...
Caution.
As much caution,
okay,
as you felt was necessary.
Right.
But to the innocent puppy, your caution translated into massive intimidation.
Okay.
Do you understand how someone innocent could
and
be
once,
intimidated by your massive caution?
And once everything was under control, and we realized that they were not what you know they were could have been. We apologized to them. We explained our reason. We explained why we did that to them. And then everything was okay.
So in 1996, John Q. Public, Johnny Bag of Donuts, just has to figure out that with all the violence in the world, that the cops are going to use extreme caution, which means an intimidating voice, yelling. I don't know if you guys had a dog or whatever.
Yeah,
and that's just standard operating procedure. It's nothing personal. It's just the cops trying to protect their own selves and their own persons and their partners.
Along with the public.
And so if a cop goes nuts and screams at you...
There was nobody going nuts out there.
Well, but if you're kind of like nervous because it's a cop, what am I doing? I'm not doing anything. You start getting a little nervous and shaky, so then you're like speaking in a loud voice, but to someone who's kind of nervous and shaky because it's a cop, oh my gosh, then your voice becomes a little bit louder to him, and you maybe had two officers talking at the same time. There's a little confusion there.
And don't forget this guy's wired on coffee, too.
Yeah, this guy's hair is tangling. And you're telling him to do stuff. The other cop is telling him to do stuff. So it's just a simple mix-up. But in that mix-up, you exercise caution. And Ken and his buddy got the bejesus intimidated out of them and felt like they were hassled.
Well, once, like I said, we are going to take control of the situation. We're going to do that right off the bat. And if it takes for us to raise our voice a little bit, so be it. Once we realized and we found out everything was not what it was projected to be at first, we apologized to them. You know, we explained to our reasoning why we did it, and then everything was okay.
Ken, do you have a better feeling about this situation now?
Okay, I can't iterate enough. I'm not the situation as it was created. My problem is not with necessarily the police. It is more so... with the fact almost that, you know, I'm patronizing establishment in the best manner that I may be, or best manner that I can, and I'm going to be hassled by them. I mean, I'm not saying that the police are necessarily doing anything wrong because they were called to that situation. But why were they called to that situation? I was patronizing the place in the best of my ability. They already restricted me from being inside their restaurant. Now they're going to restrict me from being in their parking lot. Do I have a choice? I guess my only choice is I have to quit smoking to play by their rules.
Well, listening to your voice, it sounds like you could, you know, go ahead and stand to quit smoking.
Well, that's true.
But in this violent, crime-ridden society in which we live... the innocent people are sometimes victimized because the police have to exercise such extreme caution. It can't just be Andy and Barney walking up, hey, what are y'all boys doing now? Because there have been instances where that have happened, and the cops caught a bullet. So the cops have to exercise caution, and to John Q. Public, that caution translates into intimidation. And I think that's all the time we got, and I really appreciate you guys taking part in our audio telephonic experience. And I hope it was a thrill for you like it was for us.
I'm happy to be in the 21st century.
Now, before either of you go, stay on hold. We're going to send each of you a sack of Castles for your participation on tonight's program. And hopefully Castles tuned in and we'll get a little rebuttal from them because we're giving them a lot of free airtime tonight.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.